See, not that easy in the office. That's why I can't see him. They might add the list.
So, Al, if you want to just chill in the background there, we're going to, I'm going to bring everyone else up to speed here.
I'm going to pass the microphone to Taylor so that he can talk again. They can only hear limited when...
Oh, shoot, man. I'm too high to talk, man. Okay, I'm going to be posting something soon for you guys to read. This is updated, right? Is everyone
okay,
in this
we're,
one?
We're reposting the design guide here.
Okay. Chris, do you want to go ahead and call Mike now? I'll G-chat his number to you.
Okay. A second before I bring up here. So many windows. I wonder if that's why they called it windows.
Dial up.
Fail.
Allergic to that sound, by the way. I just broke out in hives, and I don't think I'll be able to speak for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, hold on.
He's going to be calling? Okay, coming in. Good. Okay. Okay. What's West saying?
West is a developer for the game one.
But that's a separate company or what? Can't be.
He's NDA'd apparently.
Okay.
That's all I really care about.
Yeah, well, he's saying he's NDA'd. Yeah, how come he's holding the records? No, he's a sofa fire.
No, he's quiet on the Western front.
Lords, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll give them a call back in a little bit. Let's go over these steps. Okay, step one, the sales agent is in communication with the customer. They're gathering information about what they want. The various pieces of information that we've outlined that we needed from the customer directly are their contact information. This isn't so much for the site, although they may want it on the site. I think most people won't specifically want it on their site because that limits them to locality as opposed to international type clients. But we'll definitely need that for the back end at least. So that's contact information. Okay. We need the domain name that they want, which hopefully sales has looked at to make sure is available, that type of thing. Need the number of menus. Need the order of the menus and their names. Need color scheme the customer likes for their website type thing, or colors that the customer likes for their website. If they don't know, we can go with the template that it already has, but these are more like changes to the colors that are in the demo or URL that they sent us, that type of thing. Well, until I figure something we're mainly going to handle, because they're not going to know their various fonts and stuff, so we'll just pick something that looks good for the most part. And we need their email address. And this is the stuff for phase two, or for step two, which is relatively easy info to get. I think it's basically a Q&A type thing. What's your contact information? Oh, okay, I'll write it here. Stage three, it gets a little bit more complicated. That's when we need the content text that they're going to put in, what pages they want that content put in, any pictures that they want to put in. I'm thinking more for the gallery. For the pictures that would be on like the background type thing, I'm thinking that would be more step two. But for gallery, anything like that, then that's when the pictures for stage three would come in. And then stage four, they're a $20 a month customer. We remove their watermarks. Do the monthly support.
Now we just have to tweak with prices, but that's you guys. You're going to find... So yeah, basically the only thing really from here would be tweaking prices, which see which ones are better. So that's pretty much us giving that to you there, Scott and Dan. So if you guys want to just check it out, sales, see if maybe we can bring it back Wednesday and see if we can't implement it soon. And also those the asterisks. Should definitely be included into the questionnaire for the customer. The ones that are unasterisked, we can find out for ourselves. And we'll try and incorporate some of Alex's information there as well. Question. Justin? Justin, basically, if there's also questions that you want to add in here, I know you were stating that, flesh this part out of the development cycle. To minimize as much client, roundabout as possible. So if you want to add any questions or any information that you think would be pertinent to get from them, now's the time to kind of include it. Yeah? Awesome. You can't hear me, Ken.
Too many windows.
Awesome that you have to take. Okay, so this is more, again, Scott, Dan, showing off the demo site. You can check that out. Okay, so for ESL.
They have to be divvied up, by the way.
Yeah. We're going to go and give you the actual site in a bit, too. So that way, just in there, we can work around it.
That is the actual site, I told you.
Yeah, no, sorry, but you said you were Lore Ipsum for tomorrow or whatever?
For tomorrow, yeah.
So tomorrow it's going to be Lore Ipsum, but what you can see right now is the live site untouched. Did you update the ticket as well for that?
Well, it looks like we lost Ed there. Did you want to give him a ring?
Who is Ed?
That's what you meant. Television.
Okay, yep, yeah, on it. What was the next thing after for development? To go over the development process.
Different sites, the ordering site too.
Another thing to touch on in development is the ordering site for our back end. So we more or less figure out our categories. So we've got the kind of the progression now. It's just to kind of design the look. I was thinking, to keep it simple, would be to go with kind of the Dell layout as been suggested, and maybe just we're going to kind of go with the general layout and put in the website me.me kind of graphic scheme. So, Justin, do you have the background already from the Flash template? I'll just develop it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if sales should be on that.
Yep.
I hope everyone signed their NDAs. Not going to talk about Twan then. So... You know if everything's good? Checking, all right.